capital project creation of traffic impacts the relative capacity of Maple Avenue? Because we don't necessarily know whether or not anyone, any combination of these projects will push Maple Avenue over the edge where you walk from one end of the town faster than walking down Maple Avenue. If we can't get that answer out of the study and the way that scope's written, I think it's how that scope's written. I read the scope several times. Secondly, and this is related to the overall moratorium, I think we need to have a conversation about how the moratorium relates to transportation land use study for Maple Avenue. And we need to have that conversation because, in my opinion, if we're not having both conversations, we fail the community.
Transportation component. So we've got to get that. That's going to be 6 months to do, isn't it?
They could be finished by early summer. The schedule is, as they've laid out, they would have a draft document in September.
But now, will this talk about the capacity? You know, what is the capacity of the road to absorbing one belt? Based on that, yes, I would agree with that with this transportation.
There are not going to be proposed changes to the MAC coming out of the transportation study.
Maybe we need a off-cycle comprehensive plan amendment to say we want this level of service, but we do not want to lose level of service on 123.
I heard from three council members the idea of syncing up the transportation outcome with the moratorium act or the MAC itself. And so I just want to express to you, if that's what the council wants to do, then that's, you know,
so I don't even see how we can vote in the MAC in June if we haven't even done the transportation component. So we still haven't answered the question, what do we do with the transportation component? When that's going to be ready for September.
Councilman Noble.
Well, my opinion is that when we have the conversation about the length of the moratorium, we will discuss that at that point in time.
Yes, Madam Mayor, members of Town Council, April 1st is the first of three updates to the Town Council that the Director of Public Works, Mike Gallagher, will be giving on the transportation component. The second is June 10th, and then the third update would be September 9th.
Okay, so that I think that would give us a handle on what kind of information we'll have as of then, I guess, whatever they're sharing, as well as what will happen on June 10th, and then what other information will happen. So I think that would be useful, at least for me, and I would think staff in deciding, if there will be adequate information available.
Yeah, Madam Mayor, my personal opinion is, given where we are with these dates, that'll give us enough information to make an informed decision about what prospective duration of extension of the moratorium we would want to have a conversation about.
I agree.
So I don't know how the dates are going to work out. I think somebody mentioned September. For me, I'd be interested in having the study completed before we vote on MAC changes.